If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Now, Matthew 24, we see tonight, God begins to reveal our heart. God's talking, Lord Jesus is talking about some things in the days ahead and some things to look forward to. In verse 3, the disciples ask Him to tell Him about the end times and the end of the world. And the Lord begins to minister to them, begins to give them those things that's going to be happening in the end. And He gives them some preparations that they need to make. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but I believe we're about ready for the end. Amen. But the Lord will help us. He'll give us what we need if we'll just draw up the table and sup with Him. Amen. Allow Him to help us. But I want to begin reading to verse 42 tonight, if God will be our help, and just to kind of go the way the Lord's leading us in Matthew chapter 24, in verse 42. And the Bible says, "Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and a wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." I want to preach tonight for just a minute, if God will be our help, on this thought: watch and be ready and do something. Amen? Watch and be ready and do something. Praise the Lord. He knows exactly where we're at tonight and knows exactly what we need. He knows where you're at and knows what you need. Amen? Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that God knows? So He comes here in the Word of God. He said, hey, look, He said, there's some things that's going to take place towards the end of the time. And He said we need to be ready. And the first thing He tells us here in Matthew 24, verse 42, He said that we need to watch. Amen? Now, this is not a suggestion, but it's a commandment. God says we need to watch, that we need to be vigilant. He said we need to, that means to be alert, it means to pay attention, and it means to make preparation. I'm afraid sometimes we don't catch that when God tells us that we need to be watching. Amen? There's more to it, praise God, than just having our eyes open. Amen. It's having our eyes open and our hearts open, praise God, so that we can be preparing for the day of the Lord. When the Lord comes back, amen, and He's coming back just like He said He would, praise the Lord. Hey, I want to tell you, did anybody notice that big old cloud that was over here yesterday evening? Brother Bill, did you see that when I left you? We was over here yesterday. I started to head home, and it's the most amazing thing I'd ever seen in my life. Amen. There was a great big humongous cloud, and it went from up here way, plumb down to the ground, and it looked like a big old snowbank. Amen. It was drifted over. I mean, there wasn't nothing about it. I mean, most magnificent thing I ever seen in my life. You see that, Gregory? Amen. Most magnificent, spectacular thing I ever seen in my life. I called Teresa on the way home. I said, honey, you ain't going to believe this. I got to think about that. You know what? That would have been a perfect place, amen, for the Lord just to roll in, praise God, on. I mean, it was just flat across the top. Amen. There wasn't no humps or bumps. It was just flat, rolled over on the edge. And I said, praise God, this could be it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, wait, why? Because the Lord said He was coming. Amen. The Lord is coming, praise God, and we're going. We need to be ready. That was the most spectacular sight I ever seen. And the Bible says that He cometh with clouds with all His saints. Cometh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Can you imagine? In just a little while. It's going to take place. It's going to happen. But He said, why we're waiting? He said, we need to watch. Pay attention. Be alert. Amen. Looking around. Seeing what's happening around us. Amen. And we need to pay attention to what we do. Amen. What we do in this life. And we claim to be a Christian, praise God. We've got responsibilities. Not only to ourselves, but everybody around us. Amen? We've got responsibility to watch what we do. We need to watch where we go. Amen? Now, I know this ain't new preaching. I just want to hit these highlights here so that we can know, praise God, that we need to watch. Amen? We need to pay attention, and we need to make preparation. We need to watch what we do, where we go. We need to watch what we say. You know, it really got my heart here a while back. The Lord, I know I've been emphasizing this, but the Lord got a hold of my heart. I mean, just be honest. In Psalms, the 141st Psalm, in verse 3, David says this in the Psalm. He said, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the doors of my lips. Well, I tell you what, when God, revealed that to me, praise God, there was something stirred down in my soul. Hey, praise God. And that old saying, praise God, if you can't say something nice, just don't say nothing at all. It began to move down in my soul. Amen. Hey, praise God, I had to repent of things I'd said, things I'd done. Amen. Praise God, and say, Lord, I want you to help me to apply this to my life, that I might not sin against you. You know, preachers, that sin, hey, praise God, it breaks the heart of God. Amen. If we say things, praise God, that's hurtful. Amen. So we need to be careful what we say. Praise God. Watch what we say. Amen. Watch what we do. Watch where we go. Not only what all that, but we need to watch how we act. Amen. You young people, listen to me. You, praise God. If you claim to be a child of God, you need to watch how you act. When you're down there at the schoolhouse, praise God, you aren't to see the same child of God that you are in God's house. Amen. And now that you older folks are saying amen, praise God, we are to be the same person down at our house that we are at God's house. Amen. We are to be just as godly there as we are here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because they always got to remember that somebody is a-watching. I got to thinking about old Jeremiah, that old weeping prophet. Had a burden on his heart for the people. In Jeremiah chapter 20, Jeremiah says this in verse 7. He says, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocketh me. See, that Jeremiah had a thing in his soul, that this thing with worship and praising God and serving the Lord would be an easy thing. I believe old Jeremiah had in his mind, praise God, the Lord called him, Lord put him there, that it would be easy. And he comes along, praise God, it rises, time rocks on, and he said, Brother David, it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. He said, I'm to the point that people's are mocking me and making fun of me. Amen? But he goes on in verse 8, and he says, For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and a derision daily. Seemed like every time I tried to do good, there was something bad there. Amen? There's something there that would hinder my work and hinder my walk. And the old prophet, praise God, he's probably like most of us. He was to the point of quitting. He was to the point of giving up, throwing in the towel. He says, hey, he said, then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Amen. He said, I'm not going to do it no more. I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to sit at the house and I'm going to do my own thing. Praise God. Maybe grow me a little herb garden over here. He didn't say that. I'm just adding that. Amen. Hey, I'm just going to do my own thing. Praise God. Because I've tried to do what God wants me to do. And it's just hard. So instead of trying to do it, I'm just going to do my own thing for a while. But listen to what takes place. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. He said, I wanted to quit and give up. I wanted to set house. I wanted to grow my little herb garden. I wanted to, you know, do my own thing. But praise God, he said, there was something that was burning inside my bones. Amen. From the marrow, praise God, it was down that very inward part. And Jeremiah says, I can't get rid of that that's in the inward part. Said, it's a fire burning in me. But now notice what it says in verse 10. It's what I want to get to. He said, For I heard the defaming of many. Fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watched for my halting, saying, Preadventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. He said, hey, listen, people's coming up, they're defaming me, they're putting me down. But they say, hey, you know what, you go ahead and report what you got to report. He said, we'll listen to see what you got to say, because we're just waiting on you to mess up. It sounds like a world we live in, don't it? Somebody's just waiting on us to mess up. Somebody's just waiting on us to not get it right one time. Hello, you know I'm preaching right. Say somebody out there. Hey, maybe somebody right here watching us tonight. Just waiting on us not to get it right one time. Amen. So they can go run off down the road and say, you know what? You ought to have seen what he did. You ought to have seen what she did. Huh? Yeah, that's what he said. He said some of the familiars. Amen. He said that was people that he knew. That was people. That wasn't no lost sinners in the world. That was people that he knew. Amen. And he said, they're just waiting for me to mess up. Waiting for me to holler. Waiting for me to do something wrong. Amen. Hey, that's just the way the world rocks today. We're all the time, a whole lot of folks just waiting on you to mess up. But what I said that to say this, these people are watching you. And if we do the very best we can with the help of the Lord, praise God, the Lord will use that for His glory. The Lord, Paul said, he said, you know what? You go ahead and let them talk about you. Go ahead and let them beat you down. And you just keep plowing on, praise God, doing the best you can for the glory of God. And said, God will take care of it. Amen. Amen. God will give you deliverance. God will, praise God, pour His glory out upon you. God will pour His blessings out upon you. Amen. No matter what they do around you, God is in control. I think sometimes we forget that. We forget that there's one greater than us that's in control. There's one that's greater in us that's in charge and will help us day by day. Amen. Just like old Jeremiah, praise God, Brother David. Hey, we're not in this by ourselves. Amen. There's somebody, praise God, that's greater than we are, praise God, on our side. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His holy name. I'm glad, praise God. As He said, watch, amen. He said, be alert and pay attention, praise God. Amen. What does He want us to pay attention to? What does He want us to be prepared for? He wants us to prepare for the day of the Lord. Amen. When we'll see Him as He is, praise the Lord. We get called up so many times. Let me rewind. I get caught up in so many times in what, Brother Charles, what I think people think. Amen? Amen? If we ain't careful, we get caught up in what people think, praise God, and we miss the whole destination, Lord, praise God, where He's taking us to. It ain't about what people think, praise God. It's about me and you living for the Lord, amen, being as best that we can for the glory of God. I don't know about you, they ain't none of us perfect. I'm not. Amen. If you count on me to be perfect, I'm going to let you down by the end of this next week, praise God, several times. Amen. You get to watching me in hopes that I'm perfect and I'll do everything right, I'm going to let you down. If you think, praise God, that you're perfect and by the end of the week, praise God, you're going to let yourself down. Amen. But He said if we'd watch, praise God, we could do where we go, what we do, what we say, how we say it, how we act, praise God. He said these people watching us, they may ridicule us and put us down, but praise God, God will see from the throne of grace. Amen. I'm looking for the one that sees from the throne of grace. I'm seeking His approval today. And He says as long as I strive for perfection. Amen. But Paul didn't say that we've come to a place of perfection. He said, but we strive for perfection. It's a goal that we set before us. Amen. And we aim for that goal. Praise the Lord. So He said, we need to watch. He said, watch. He said, no, now. Verse 43 says, but know this, that the good man of the house had known what watch the thief would come. He would have watched. He would have not suffered his house to be broken up. So He says we need to watch, we need to be alert, we need to be vigilant, we need to pay attention, we need to be preparing. He said, because if we knew, praise God, what hour the thief would come, in what watch the thief would come. I just wonder tonight, I was thinking about this in study today, I wonder in what watch the thief's going to come. Huh? Now the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that the thief, he comes not to do anything but to steal and to kill and destroy. That's why a thief comes. And I wonder, praise God, listen, I wonder, praise God, there's a God of glory that can help us every day as we're being watchful. But I wonder tonight in what watch He's going to come. What, hey, which one of your watches is the old thief going to come in? That one that wants to steal and kill and destroy. There's a thief that's wanting to come in, and his name's Satan, no sleuthfoot, and the devil. He's wanting to come in, praise God. On your, it may be on Brother Charles' watch. It may be on Brother Bill's watch. It may be on Brother Rex's watch. But he wants to come in and kill and destroy and steal. Just tear down. Amen. I wonder whose watch it's going to be on. See, we don't know. We don't know on whose watch the old devil is going to come in. That's why we need to be ready and we need to be vigilant. Amen? Because the devil is a roaring lion, seeks who he may devour. Come in and eat up. Amen? So we need to be watchful. Praise the Lord. Because that's all the thief don't do. And if we're not watching, if we're not vigilant, it may be during our watch that he comes in. Can you imagine what he's going to do? See, he's going to come in to steal and to kill and destroy. He's going to come in and steal the hearts of your youngins. Amen. Your children, your grandchildren, your loved ones. He's going to come in and steal. He's going to come in and kill. He's going to begin to condemn them to death, amen, because of sinfulness, and destroy them. We've seen it all around us, the drugs and the alcohol. I wonder where we is at, what watch we was standing when they came in, infiltrated our home and took over. And the devil's so subtle we don't even know it. He comes in real easy and we don't even recognize it. He come in to steal and kill and destroy. But the Bible says, he also says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. He said if we'll watch and pay attention, praise God, and just might be mindful of the Lord all the days of our life, praise God. He said we can have life and life that's more abundant. He's talking about that exceptional life, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace that God pours out on His people. I think we're getting a little dose of that from time to time. I mean, I think that's why you're getting in like you are and you're getting excited the way that you are. Because we're watching and we're seeing, praise God, the Lord working in our lives. Now, if we ain't very careful while we're on the watch, while we're on our watch, Brother Charles, old devil can try to sneak in, and boy, he can sure throw a monkey wrench in the works. Amen? You're doing your best. You're praying. You're reading your Bible. You're going to church. You're praying for your young ones, praying for your loved ones, praise God. And it seems like the old devil's just tweaking them and drawing them further and further away. But I want to say, praise God, if you're lifting them up to God, we just got to believe and have faith that the God of glory, praise God, knows exactly where they're at and knows exactly what they need at all. You know what he wants? All he wants to do is get us to give up our watch, to quit watching and praying. He wants us to quit. Amen. But there's no place to quit. Amen. Just got to stay with the stuff. Keep watching. Amen. Every day of our life. Trying to see, praise God, that little glimmer of light that God will give you day by day. Amen. We get so caught up sometimes, praise God, we forget to look for the light. What light you talking about? I'm talking about the light, Lord Jesus Christ. Bible said He is the light. Amen. Sometimes we get so caught up in the dark. If we ain't careful, we get used to the dark. Amen. But praise God, if we got our watch on and we're looking for the light. They say that last watch of night is the darkest part of the night. Amen. That one right before morning. But praise God, if you're there, Brother Charles, I know you know this, you and Brother Chris, some of these other fellas that go hunting. You go up there and you get out of the truck, you know, and you shut the door real easy and you go ease up in those woods and you get up there to your favorite hunting spot. Amen. And you get settled in there before daylight. Amen. You get all settled into your hunting spot and you get ready and you sit there and you wait for the light. Amen. And you're watchful, you're listening. You're prepared, amen, because you know what's going to happen. In just a few minutes, praise God, the excitement's going to break loose. That sun's going to come up, and praise God, it's going to begin to shine. It's going to begin to illuminate. You're going to be able to see all around you, and you'll begin to look for movement. Amen. Praise the Lord, and you hope one of those movements is a big old buck. Amen. And praise God, you hope that when He comes through there, there's enough light you can gather it up in that scope. That scope will gather up enough of it so that you can put a slug in Him and take Him to the house. Amen. Amen. Hey, you PETA people. Hey, I'm a PETA person too. Amen. That's people that eat tasty animals, right? Amen. I'm all for that. But praise God, hey, it's about the light, praise God. We can't do nothing because we're children of the light. If we're watching, praise God, we'll always be able. God will always make a light. Amen? So, but he said, in order to see that light, in order to recognize that light, we have to be watching. Vigilant. Not only did he say we had to be watching, amen, so we'd know when the thief comes to break up and steal and to kill and to maim. He says, therefore be ye also ready. He said, not only did... Now this is a... He said, watch. It's a commandment. And now he said, and be... He said, therefore be ye also ready. That's not a question. That's a commandment. He said, you need to watch and you need to be ready. Amen? I'm afraid in the world we're living in, praise God, we've let down our watch and there's a whole lot of people around us that's not ready. One of these days, ain't going to be a shout and a trump. One of them big old clouds that me and Gregory seen yesterday is going to come across the scene, praise God. And God's going to say, come up hither, and we're going to go meet Him in the clouds, glory to God. And they're going to be left behind. Because we haven't helped them to be ready. We need to be helping. Why? You know why we need to help? Because He's coming. The Lord, they sing it, praise God. I love it when the Lord sanctions what I'm going to preach. We sung tonight about the Lord's coming, praise, coming again, Lord God. Amen? About being ready, glory to God. Hey, He's coming and He's coming quickly. Look at Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. The Lord is talking to the church of Sardis. Amen? And He says this in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 2. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. But now listen, He said, I like this here, because the Lord's talking to the church of Sardis here, but He's also talking, hey, He could be talking to me and you tonight. He said, I'm not happy with the things going, but praise God. Hey, don't you love it? Because God, Brother Kevin, He gives you room for improvement. Amen? See, if we ever get to the point that we don't have room for improvement, then we're backing up. Amen. God gives us room for improvement. In verse 3, He says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. So He said, hey, listen, said you need to be prepared, you need to be watching, Lord God. He says, because I'm coming. So what do we see here? We see that He says to be ready because He's coming, and when He comes, He's coming quickly. Amen? In the twinkling of an eye, praise God, it'll be done, it'll be over. The rapture taking place, God's children will go out of here, amen? And if you ain't ready, praise God, you'll be left behind. Amen? Hey, you know how to be ready? By watching, by paying attention, by getting in, amen? Praise God, begin to make preparations so that you'll be ready when He comes. What does this tell us? The Lord tells us here that we need to expect His return. That we need to expect His coming. That we need to know that He's... Hey, He said that there's some imperfections. We need to know that He's watching. Hello? But you know, hey, praise the Lord, Brother Jeff, that don't bother me. It does not bother me, not one iota, that my Lord's watching me, Brother Bill. It blesses my heart that He's watching over me. Amen? Because the Holy Ghost of God, whenever I mess up, praise God, He sends the Spirit right in my... Hey, it's already there, and it just touches me and says, well, wait a minute, buddy. That's not right. Amen? And you know what? I can back up, and I say, Lord, you're right. I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? Help me to do better. Amen. Hey, it tickles my soul. It ought to tickle your soul to know that the Lord is watching. I know we go out here in the world... Brother Kevin will say, you know what? I hope nobody seen what I done. I hope nobody saw me do that. It don't matter if they did or not. The Lord sees it all. Amen. It don't matter, praise God, if Brother Bill seen you pitch a fit. Amen. What matters is that God seen you pitch a little fit. It was God seen you all out of sorts. Amen. He said, that's why we need to watch and we need to be ready, praise God, knowing that the Lord is coming, and praise God, we need to be ready for His coming. We need to be ready when He gets here, praise the Lord. Amen. How do you do that? By keeping your life pure. Now this illusion that we have, praise God, that we're going to just try to be mediocre Christians in this life, and that someday, now listen to me, very carefully, someday we're just going to float off into glory, and when we get there, He's going to make us all perfect. That's not Bible. That's deception of the devil. Amen? If we're not what God wants us to be here, praise God, we're not going to be over there. Amen? Well, you said, preacher, well, we're not perfect. No, we're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. We're trying to do right, amen, with the help of the Lord. But that's the thing. We've got to allow Him to help us. We've got to allow Him, that ministry spirit, praise God, to work in us. Amen? So that we can keep our lives pure. Psalms chapter 24 and verse 4, He says that we need clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. So what does that tell us? We need that. So preacher, when we get to heaven, that's what we got to have. No, that's what we need to try to obtain and to live for here. Amen? Clean hands and a pure heart. That's hands that's undefiled. That's hands, praise God, that's a working for the Lord. And that heart, praise God, that heart of love and compassion, that heart that's seeking to do right. If we're not doing that here, if we don't have that desire, what makes you think that God wants you in heaven? Bible says there'll be nothing that's defiled. Let me rephrase. He wants all of us in heaven. But He don't want your sinfulness in heaven. And He don't want you living your sinfulness now. He wants to purify us and make us whole. Amen? Just like I preached this morning on that withered hand. Amen? He wants to make you useful. Praise the Lord. We get caught up in uselessness where God can't use us. But if we've got clean hands and a pure heart, amen? Hey, that's what He's going to ask when we come back with Him to rule and reign for about 1,000 years. He's going to say, let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. How did you live your life? Amen? Did you live a life with a desire to serve the Lord and to be pleasing to Him? Or did you just live it flippantly in this world, you know, and say, well, you know, I'll get by the best I can? God's going to be looking at that. You can't expect Him to reward you and allowing you to be partakers in the kingdom doing things, praise God, when you didn't do nothing for Him here. Praise the Lord, I'm about to get ahead of myself. But he says here, watch, be watchful and to pray. But notice what else He says. He also says to be faithful and wise. He said, who then is that faithful and wise servant? Now that faithful, it literally means trustworthy. And that wise means sensible. Said, who is that trustworthy and sensible person? The person that thinks logically about what they're doing. Can you logically think in your mind that things that we do are okay if they're not pleasing to the Lord? See, God requires us in our preparation, our watching, praise God, to watch what we do and do things according to what God says so that He can help us to grow spiritually. So that we can come to a state of revival in our souls. That's what I'm looking for, praise God, is a revival in our soul. So He said that we need to watch and we need to be ready. But He says, while you're doing that, He said, why don't you do something? Amen? He says that there's a benefit here. Look what He says in verse 46. He said, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Now that word blessed... Now that word blessed right there, it literally means fortunate, it means happy, it means well off. So we see here, he said that person, a fortunate, happy, and well off is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Doing what? Watching and ready, faithful and wise. Amen? He said, if you're watching and ready, if you're faithful and wise, you're trying to do things to please God, He said, praise God, there's a benefit of blessings from the Lord. So we have to ask ourselves a question, what are we doing for Jesus? We're starting a brand new year with brand new opportunities. Amen? We've got opportunities before us now that we've never had before. Amen? We've got opportunities to do things. Amen. There's people that's wanting to do things for the Lord. There's people that's wanting to do things in their life. There's people that wants to make changes. There's folks that lined up, praise God, on December the 31st at midnight to make vows, praise God, that they was going to do things different. You know, those what they call New Year's resolutions. They're going to resolve to say all these things that they're going to forget about next week. Amen. Most of the time, they don't even make it a week. But he said, if we decide to do something, if we put in our hearts to do something, praise God, for the Lord, He said, when the Lord comes back, he said, blessed is that servant, happy and fortunate, praise God, and well is that servant whom when his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Amen. When he comes once and for all, praise God, he said he's going to find this fella working for the Lord. He's going to find some. What change? But you got, we have to ask ourselves, what changes do we want to make in our life? If we're content with ourselves the way that we are, and we're not concerned about spiritual growth and a new relationship in the Lord, where are we with Him? We somewhere way out in left field, youngins. Amen. We ought to have a desire to do something for the Lord. What would you like to do? I mean, it's this thing, this whole sphere is wide open. What would you like to do for the Lord this year? You say, well, preacher, there's some things I'd like to do, but I just don't know. There's nothing impossible with God. Amen. If you want to do something, praise God, for His glory, all you got to do is watch and be ready and do something. Just commit in your heart to do it and allow the Lord to help you. But what do you want to do? Who do you want to be? How close do you want to be with the Lord? What kind of relationship do you want with the Lord? As a matter of fact, what kind of relationship do you want with your family, your loved ones, your children? Amen. If you desire to grow closer to Him, praise God, we talk to the Lord about it. The Lord will help us to attain to what we like. Why? Because He said, blessed is that servant. Now listen, we can get that if we realize that's past tense. Amen. That God's already, He's already decided He's going to apply the blessedness. He's already going to allow you the fortune and the wellness and all that stuff, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. God ministers down to us and He gives us, praise the Lord. All we got to do is want. All we got to do is just watch and be ready and do something. Amen. And He said, God will do the rest. Amen. He said, He cometh, shall find so doing. When He comes. But what if the Lord come back tonight, let me ask you this and I'm done. If the Lord come back tonight, what's He going to find you doing? What will He find you doing tomorrow? Will it be pleasing to God? Will it be something that's drawing you closer, getting you ready, preparing you? Are you watching? Better still, are you ready? He said we need to be ready because the Lord's coming. Amen. And when He comes, the Bible says He's coming quick. Praise the Lord. And we need to be ready. Because we don't know when the Lord's coming. Amen. The Bible says He comes as a thief in the night. Praise the Lord. He'll come when we... The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3, He said He comes when we least expect it. When you're not looking for Him. But I tell you what, a child of God ought to be looking for Him. Amen. Watching and preparing just like He could come any day. I thought about that yesterday. I was seeing that big old cloud and I thought, shoo, but what if today was it? Well, for just a second, they was just jubilation down in my soul. And then I thought, and then they was a deep burden because I thought, well, look at all the souls that's lost and going, it would slip off into hell. It would be left behind. You say, well, preacher, they'd be left behind tribulation. They might get saved. If they've ever heard the gospel, I don't believe they'll ever get saved. Because if they won't receive it now, if they won't watch and get ready now, they won't watch and get ready then. They'll be destroyed. They'll be left behind. They'll go through the awfulest time that this world has ever known. See, I don't understand how some people can say, you know, well, preacher, we're in the tribulation now. Hogwash. We don't even know what hardship is. You say, well, but back during the depression, that's when it all started. No. The depression ain't a drop in the bucket what it's going to be. Amen. During tribulation. Well, therefore, Jesus said that when you see all these things come up, He said, you need to be watching. And everybody said, most of all said, you need to be ready. And He said, in order to do that, said, you need to be doing something. Amen. We need to be making, we need watching, we need to be making preparations for the coming of our Lord. What kind of preparations have you made in your life for Jesus coming? Are you ready? If He comes tonight, are you ready? Would you be caught up when He says, come up hither, my love, my fair one, come away? Would you go up into heaven to be with Him forevermore, eternity? Or would you be left behind? God help us tonight, young. We need to know.